Hi, welcome to this week's episode of Denim and Blazers. I'm here with Mr. Sean Shirley, independent agent with Power and part of the, well, actually team lead over the Generation Solar team. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Sean. Thanks for having me on as a guest. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you.
Sorry if the connection's a little spotty. I'm actually out at an install right now.
That's awesome.
And we got a system going in a, oh, actually, I've got my background blurred. Let me unblur that. And let's see. There, now you can see.
Awesome. That's nice.
Yeah, right here in Richmond.
Take your time and figure out how you're going to lay it out and everything. It looks nice.
Oh, absolutely. So, obviously, we advise, design, and install residential solar power systems through the Power platform.
Okay.
And yeah, basically what we do is take a look at what someone's using as far as electricity in a year, and we design a system that will create that much electricity. In addition, we may do battery backups if they're looking to have power during outages or storms or whatever the case may be here on the Gulf Coast. Yeah, so that's kind of what we do. Electricity costs are only going up. It's obviously been a shock in Texas this year. We've actually seen a 40% increase. And what we do is help people buy solar equipment and produce their own power, right? Get rid of that electric bill. And we do that by helping them, just rearrange money, right? Use the money they used to send in to Reliant or TXU or whoever your electric provider was, and use that to pay for your solar equipment instead. And you'll get ahead because you'll eventually pay off that and your monthly bills, which are only going to keep climbing. That's a fixed cost.
Right. That's good. And that's a great way to look at it. I don't know if I've ever looked at it that way, but that makes sense. So I know you were saying y'all go through the whole setup and all of that. So if a person is in an HOA, y'all do everything. They don't have to worry about that part.
There's actually, depending on the jurisdiction that someone's in, five different approvals that are necessary to go solar: permission from an HOA, permission from the utility, and then city, county, and state permits is necessary. Oh yeah. Also, if you're in a historic district, we need approval there too, but we always handle all that for you. Nobody likes dickering with the HOA. We have the Texas solar protection laws in your favor. So we work everything out with them, get their approval, and do the same with the utilities. So,
okay.
You know, basically, yeah, I would say, like, you know, if someone's going to go solar, it's not, you know, meet with us. We do a design and the truck's out there. It's more of a process, of construction. So typically what, you know, from when someone says go until we're installed is about 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
Hi, it's Sean Vanderpool with First Class Real Estate Luxury Living, here to help you reach your real estate investment goals. If you're ready to purchase, sell, lease a residential or commercial property, I'm the realtor for you. You can reach me at 281-713-0832. Again, that's 281-713-0832. And I would love to help you make your move.